All right, welcome to the second season, the 26th episode of Charlie and Me. Set it backwards this time, just to throw everybody off. If you are our friends and family, you're going to have a good time. If you are not our friends and family, we don't know why the fuck you're listening. You guys hear that? Backwards. I got this thing down to a science now.
Backwards.
Yes, we got a fun show lined up for you, everyone here. We're excited. We're back on our normal schedule. We're doing well with it. And
it's the third week in a row hitting Tuesday.
Yeah, and we're doing it. I mean, we're not backing out.
We put the commitment in.
Even when we're just not feeling it on a Tuesday, you know, you just crack your Coors Light and you can make it happen.
Grant, I'm feeling it right now.
I'm feeling it. It's going to be a good time. So, Charlie, what did you do this weekend?
I'll get mine out of the way because I probably had a pretty boring weekend. I was pretty kind of sick on Friday through Sunday morning, so I was just kind of nursing that cold, just a classic cold. It's the seasons are changing, man.
Yeah, I know. And now it was 90 degrees today.
And, yeah, different story for a different time. But, I guess a couple of exciting things. We found on Friday, you came out and visited me on your way to do your thing you'll talk about later. But we found a car show. Which was pretty cool. The one that two cars stick out to me. One was the Lotus. Pretty sick. The second, the hearse. They had a hearse in the car.
There was a hearse. That was a little weird.
In the back of it was just four clowns, like clown heads.
Yeah. I wasn't having much of that.
That was just caught me off guard. I was not expecting
that. That's going to be a no for me, dog.
And then besides that, I went to a driving range but only brought my 5-iron.
So just hit a bunch of fives.
5-irons. Yeah. Walked in, had my headphones in, got a bucket of balls, hit some 5-irons, walked out.
Sounds like me at the bar but without walking in with a 5.
I walked in with a 5-iron, cleaned the place out, man. That was my bar.
I said without walking in with a 5. Never mind. Didn't get it. Over your head. I went to Kansas City this weekend.
Walked with an iron?
No.
To a bar?
No. Walked out with a 5.
Walked out with a 5?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
It took me a little bit, but I got there.
It was better in the moment.
I'm stuck on the iron part.
You know what? We'll let that one go. I went to Kansas City this weekend. I had a good time. I visited my twin sister, Claire.
Your twin?
Yeah, I know, right? Pretty crazy stuff.
Who's older?
Her by 20 minutes, but it seems like 20 years sometimes. I was her first visitor in her new apartment. That was a good time.
That's the couch.
Oh, I didn't get to sleep on the couch because she had an air mattress. So, luxury. Absolute luxury. It was a queen size, too.
I got one of that.
Pretty big deal. So, that was fun. We had a good time. We went and did a Boulevard Brewery tour on Saturday. Bummed around Kansas City. And then I got to watch Kansas City football with Kansas City football season ticket holders, which is a good time. Although it was in Jacksonville, so... You know.
What do you think of, or what they say about that Patrick Mahomes no look pass that wasn't even close?
Wasn't a whole lot of comments on it, to be honest.
Reserve comment.
Yeah, they held that one back, but yeah, no, it was a really good time. It's a really cool city.
What's your favorite spot?
I don't think I've seen enough of it to say that.
Well, favorite spot that you went to?
The brewery tour was really fun. We had a good time.
They have a zoo there? They have to have a zoo, right?
I'm sure they do, but I didn't go. We just kind of, we bummed around. Whenever I go visit, we saw Patrick Mahomes' house. That was pretty cool.
Okay, let's go.
But, you know, when I go to visit people, I'm not a huge fan of, like, a bunch of sightseeing. Like, just, what do you do? What do you do on a normal Saturday? Like, what do you do that's fun around here? Like, just for yourself.
Hit 5-irons.
Exactly. So, it's like, if stuff like that, if that's what people do when I visit, that's what I like to do, so.
Next time you visit, we're going to hit 5-irons.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll bring just my 5-iron when we go.
Yeah, that's all you need.
The Uber driver will be like, why do you have just a 5-iron with you? Should I be worried for my safety right now?
Yeah. You should go.
Yeah.
Pop the trunk. I got the 5-iron.
Don't worry. So, yeah. It was a good time, though. Kansas City's a fun spot. Had some good barbecue on Sunday, and then flew home.
I was gonna be devastated if you came back and said you didn't have barbecue. I was gonna be devastated.
It would have been a pretty. Yeah, it would have been bad, but apparently I have to go back because we didn't go to, like, the main barbecue spot because it closed on Sunday. We were going to do it on Saturday, but we went to the brewery tour instead and had brunch and all that kind of stuff, you know. We went to an art festival, so.
You buy anything?
Yeah. Let me just pack this in my carry-on. Backpack, let me say.
It's called shipping it.
Yeah, I'm not going to ship something. Especially, I mean, come on. I'd love more art in my apartment besides just the sports memorabilia I have hanging up everywhere.
I like your big letter G. It's my favorite.
Yeah, that one's cool, too. And then I have a six-pack from Mickey's hanging up on the wall over there.
Really tacky.
Yeah. It really brings the vibe together. I took a piece of art off the street one day. Got that. So that's cool. Well, it was sitting on the street, I'm pretty sure. I really hope. Looking back on it, we were coming back from a Cubs game, so we'd had a couple beers at the Cubs game. I really hope I didn't just take someone's art.
You definitely did.
Man. I don't think so.
I'm there, so I don't know the situation.
I don't think so. I think it was sitting out for someone to, like, take because they wanted to get rid of it.
In my head, I'm just picturing.
It didn't say free stuff, and there wasn't a moving truck around. If there was a moving truck, I would have totally not taken it.
Or ran faster.
And it was, it's not like it was, like, high quality. Like, the thing's kind of breaking down a little bit. So yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I was at the Boy Art Festival, and I, for a moment there, I forgot how expensive art is. I walked in, looked at the prices, like, holy!
Yeah.
Guacamole.
There were some cool prints I would have liked to have gotten at the art festival, but they were also sports related. And on top of that, they were expensive.
Yeah.
Because it was this guy, like, pencils it all, and I was like, damn, that's impressive. But.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
There's one piece that I remember is, like, made out of all, like, computer parts, like circuit boards and all that kind of stuff. And it was Sweet Skyline.
Did they call it, like, the Ryan Trapp Graveyard?
No, but I'm pretty sure I showed it to Ryan. But it was pretty sick. It was also, like, $3,000 or something.
I know, it's, yeah. Like, holy camoly.
That's a no.
Does it appreciate, like, over time? Does that get more expensive? Right?
I'm gonna say.
Or is it just, like, it's $3,000 now, I'll sell it to someone else for $3,000 down the line?
There's a chance, but, you know, like, off chance that artist blows up. But
true.
It's, like, most likely not, kind of thing.
True.
Like, challenge. By no means an art expert here. Did take one art history class, though, so.
Me too. Actually, I took two art history classes. Don't know why.
Both in college?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really remember why.
For you.
I think I took one freshman year or something without recognizing it, and then I took another one because I thought I needed a credit that I didn't need, and I took it. And
you had credits to spare, so
yeah.
Time to spare.
Yeah, I had a little bit of time to spare. Yeah. But yeah.
You didn't want to rush to get done in three and a half years.
No way.
4 was way too fast.
I almost thought about a victory lap just because, you know?
I want to get close to a minor. Let's just say
Let's just get an art history minor. I'm a finance major with an art history minor.
You're probably halfway there, or darn near.
Yeah, I don't know what it takes, but yeah, I remember that. I was like, that's kind of a weird call, Grant, looking back at it, but I forgot until I started signed up for the class, and in my life, I only ever dropped one class, and it was in high school at semester. So, and it was psychology, because I just really don't like psychology. I don't know what's going on in my head, let alone your head.
It messes with my head.
Yeah. So,
I do remember you taking, I think it was your freshman year once, so I remember you had a carved soap.
And yeah.
You borrowed my soap.
Yeah, well, I stole your soap. Well, I guess do we use that ever again?
You asked me for it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I never gave it back.
Oh, I mean, you used it without the intent of returning. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't borrow anything.
You took.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think it came back. I don't know if we ever used it, but I think it was a blowjob accident.
Like, that was like the, that was like the, you're supposed to draw the...
I think it's a face.
The large ladies? No.
Yeah, it was some lady's face, I think.
And then it's like the large ladies is what it's supposed to be, and like they have the legs. And it was some significance behind it. Obviously, it didn't stick.
It didn't really stick, you washed it away.
Got it. But,
well, I think that's a pretty good segue into our podium.
Is it? I think I got a couple things to highlight, unless we want to take them after.
Damn, I tried to seize the opportunity. Let's highlight them. What are you highlighting?
Let's highlight them.
What's your highlighter?
With my highlighter, I am now recognizing I just need to lower my expectations.
What?
Everything. Football season started, and I got very upset.
That hurt.
We had high expectations for Thursday night.
Yeah.
And then, as I was walking home, I watched it at a friend's house. And as I was walking home on Thursday night, I'm just like, maybe I should have just prepared for this loss a little better.
There, I'm right there with you. I sat there last like quarter of it, just like fuming to myself on the couch. I was just so mad because there's expectations.
And I think being a fan of the Hawkeyes, the Cubs, and the Bears, it's a tough life. First of all, that's a life that just lives in high blood pressure. 100%.
Not a similarity between the way the Bears and Hawkeyes play football lately. And it's not an easy living life.
It is not something that you tell your doctor. you tell your doctor that you're a New England Patriots fan and just roll. But so yeah, ups and downs of football. Then I had a really fun week after that. Once I knew the Bears couldn't, we're done, you know, that's not till next week. I had a great week just watching football, weekend watching football. It was awesome. I watched a lot of great games, and I was super excited, even for the games I didn't even care about. I was just like, these are just fun games.
I'm going to say, I'm glad I got sick this weekend, because football was really there. It really supported me through my times.
It took you through some rough times, for sure, and even... I think the best part is, you know, I watched the NFL before I got on the flight. I got on my flight, then I got home, and what's on but Sunday Night Football? And I mean, it wasn't really a great game, but it was fun to watch.
Sunday night game.
That was Steelers, yeah. New England. It wasn't a great game, but it was fun to watch because I was out here thinking that it was just gonna be an offensive showdown for the Patriots, and then what happens? Patriots show up with defense.
Goose egg.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah. And then last night was even better. I showed up Monday morning. I was really tired because I'd traveled and all this. I'm like, oh, this day's going to stink. No, it didn't suck because what happened is you show up, you go to work, you come home, and two football games.
Did you watch the second game? I didn't make it.
I watched most of the second game, but I then put it on my iPad and sat in bed and fell asleep for most of it at the back end. Because that first game was just so exciting. And I almost lost fantasy because of that. Not that anyone cares about fantasy, but the guy's plan had Drew Brees starting. If they would have scored a touchdown right there, I would have lost.
It's a good thing they didn't score then.
Ooh. Yeah, and I had the Saints at +6.5, so that one didn't hit. But the first half under hit, and the second half over, or the full game over. So,
like your best gambling day ever.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a good day.
Good day.
That being said, there was no money on the line. It was just picks. So,
this is true. I can back that up. But yeah, no, I was thankful. I was couch ridden to some degree with football.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also a good time, bringing it back to something everyone can relate to. September is very much a, especially when you're out of college, it's very much a sobering month where you're like, man, summer is so close to being over.
Sobering? I think it's a very alcoholic month because it's so nice out and you can drink outside.
Well, there's that, but I'm just saying, like, it's kind of a sad month because you're just like, you're reminiscing on the things you meant to do this summer, you didn't do. I think it's one of the saddest months of the year, minus like February, because February is just short and sad.
Do you just have like the back to school syndrome, or they just dread going back to school?
Kinda. It's like, oh man, I gotta go back to school. Like, I gotta go back to work. I can no longer use summer as an excuse not to get work done. Yeah. You know?
Office is like always empty because it's summer, so always
someone's exactly. Someone's always out of office, and now it's September. Everyone's back in the office. It's a very sobering experience, but that's all right because we're still kicking and we're still loving it. But on that note, you got anything to add?
I got a flu shot today.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to introduce the podium?
Sure, why not? Podium of the like pet peeves that roommates do. This is like not something like necessarily that we had in our lives, to clarify that, but just as generally, like you hear those horror stories from like roommates or just being around people in general too. But yeah, you can start.
All right, my first pet peeve, and these aren't necessarily calling each other out. Because they're not.
I left you out of this.
I left you out of this as well. I left any of my former, I don't have any current, maybe myself. Actually, this one could apply for me.
Grant's alter ego.
Imagine having like the nudist roommate. Every time you walk in, the dude's just nude. That'd be a pet peeve of mine. Like, dude, just throw some boxers on. Come on.
Yeah. It's not too hard to at least put one layer on.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We never, I can say weeks, we lived together for 4 years. That never was a problem.
No, never a problem just being nude.
No, that's a great tech.
Yeah. I didn't it could apply to me now, though, because it's like I wake up in the morning and it's like, all right, time to shower. I'm just walking around the place.
Yeah, but it's like you live by yourself.
I know, and no one's looking at me, so luckily for them.
Yeah, my first one is, like, when you just have drastically different schedules. And so one person's, like, the night owl, one person's not. One person wakes up early, and, like, you hear them showering, get ready, and one person's not.
That's fair.
Yeah. Now, see, like, it worked out for us, though, because in all freshman year, with our bunk beds, I think every day of the week had class before I did, except for one.
Yeah.
Most semester. I not once woke up with your alarm.
That's good. I think sometimes I slept with it under my pillow too, though.
I didn't hear.
Yeah, just being polite. Just sleeping with it under my pillow, just to wake myself up, not you.
Yeah, it's more.
You know they have pillows that wake like that have alarms in them that'll wake you up. So not if someone else is with you.
So you bring that up, then like all like the things I have electronics in your head and stuff. That's just only 8 hours of electronics on your head.
That's true, but I'm like, at this point, I've pretty much committed to the fact that I'm probably going to have, like, I'm going to go blind by the sometime when I get older because I've looked at so many screens for so long in my life. All this stuff. I've already committed to all that, so it's like, might as well just accept the radiation that comes out of my phone next to my head and live.
That's just my first reaction to that.
Yeah. I get the gut reaction, but then I think about it realistically and think, man, there's so many other opportunities for me to get this that it's too late.
Time to start wearing a tinfoil hat.
Exactly. We should start selling tinfoil hats to people.
Branded.
Yeah, branded. Charlie and me tinfoil hats to reduce radiation exposure on your everyday life. We can make them fashionable. Man, now I'm getting excited.
We'll start Bogus tinfoil this weekend. Cubs game we're handing them out.
Oh, yeah. Those are going to sell like hotcakes.
Handing them out, guys. You got to hand them out first. Get the market of a buzz.
Well, maybe a buck. Kids are selling like candy bars around the Cubs games for a buck, so.
Yeah, you got a chip on that one.
Dad, I don't know what I was. I also want to play the kid in basketball. He crossed me pretty hard.
Alright, what's your second one?
My second one is goes along with nudist, just forgot the sock on the door. That's awkward for everybody involved. Come on, man, just throw the sock on there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's
a personal respect issue.
Yeah. If it's just you or somebody else, throw a sock out there.
That's a good one. Mine is microwaving stinky food or something like that. Especially, it's a dorm specific one for the most part.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything, all your clothes start stinking.
Oh, yeah. There's no kitchen to keep it in the dorm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I get that one for sure.
Come on, man. Just think of the people.
Think of everybody else, man. Come on. That kind of took.
I wasn't trying to stick you in the arm for that one time you made macaroni.
The one time I made macaroni and forgot, it's the Easy Mac cups, I forgot to put water in and it just started on fire in our microwave.
Oh, Do you think our fire alarms work? Our smoke detectors work?
Jury's out, because I probably could have set them off pretty easy right there.
Good.
They definitely worked at one point, because kids were smoking in the dorms too.
Yeah, we had like just a fire alarm test. But I think it's different than the smoke alarms.
True. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're not there anymore.
Ireland's still standing, so
it hasn't burnt down yet, so I think we're good.
But I'm like 105 years, something like that at this point.
Yeah. My last one. This is kind of tough.
Did I steal one of yours?
You kind of took one, but I'm not gonna. It's not the same, but I'm not gonna use it. Just like if you threw a party, just sticky floors. This isn't necessarily towards anyone, but just sticky floors in general. Yeah, and it's just a byproduct of having roommates and throwing parties. Is literally you just get sticky floors, and somebody spilled something somewhere. Someone didn't clean it up well. Happens to everyone.
No one ever cleans up well.
Yeah, and that night, and the next morning, you wake up and you're walking, your feet are just sticking to the floor. So you have to wear shoes around your own house nonstop for the next week. So
that's just like college living.
Yeah. Sticky floors is that's a tough one, and I'm sure my mom would call me out right now for spilling something in her kitchen that it's caused sticky floors for the next week too. But it's not college, mom.
I did mop a lot in WGC. It was almost a weekly.
Depending on what season it was too. But
also, yeah. It wasn't even just like parties though. It was just like our house was so such a meeting place that like people just leave shoes on.
Yeah.
Walked down and it just got sticky and dirty in general.
Yeah. It's a very American thing to do, just leave your shoes on and walk to someone's house. All my Canadian friends, they literally, I invited them over to my house once when we were all in Des Moines. They came over and they were taking their shoes off at the front door. I was like, no, you can leave them on, don't worry. And they're like, oh, that's so American. Like, you guys, we take our shoes off every place we go, like everyone's house we go to. I was like, that's probably really polite of you.
Yeah,
so
we have to put
our
shoe on.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I'm wearing these shoes because I like these.
I'm wearing shoes right now.
Yeah, I'm not. I take my shoes off pretty quick when I get home now.
I just put them on, though, so brand new. So.
Oh, okay.
Naturally.
That's cool.
I'll spoil it.
What's your last one?
My last one is dorm specific. This one's pretty much an apartment or house specific. When you, like, have three different gallons of milk, because, like, you have three people, and you all, like, get your own milks.
Ooh.
Takes up a lot of space.
That's true. That's a tough one, because especially you get full gallons. Now I just buy the half gallon.
I see, yeah, but in my head, writing this one, I was picturing full gallon. Right?
Yeah, you get three full gallons. Now I just get the half gallon, because I don't drink nearly as much. I mean, I still drink a lot of milk. I had three glasses of milk with dinner last night. But...
Jesus.
I'm trying to bulk up.
It's bulking season.
So, I had three glasses of milk last night, but that was a quarter of a gallon of milk right there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where I was going with that one, but.
You're correct. That was probably around a quarter of a gallon.
No, I know it was. It was also expiring. It was also expiring today, so.
Oh, so there you go. I understand that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like something like that. Like, you have like seven different frozen pizzas. It's just the multiples of stuff just because it's different people's stuff. Like, I know it's the nature of the beast. But
yeah.
It's just annoying to me.
We did it smart where we also had a beer fridge separately, so.
That saves so much work.
Just in case, because if you didn't have a beer fridge, you were potentially loading up milk and beer. And then at the end of the day, yeah. Although, positive to having roommates and having parties like that, leftover free beer.
Oh, yeah, so much free
beer. It was awesome. I mean, it wasn't always great, but...
It's better than no free beer.
Yeah, and then someone came over, they're like, hey, can I have a beer? And like, sure, help yourself.
It's just, yeah, it turned into the community. Like, on that line, though, like, it's so funny, like, people would come back and like, oh, I thought I left this bottle here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear about it.
Like, oh, yeah, we it's not here. Meanwhile, we put everything away. Just like...
Hey, those are party gifts.
That was always, like, one of the first things you do. You're hungover, you walk downstairs, start collecting, what do people leave, what do you want?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was the best. Those are the best lives. But
it's like, yeah, you get that, but you also got sticky floors, so it evens out.
Touche. And you just invited friends that I have no idea who they are, so.
Yeah. So yeah, it's your beer.
So sorry, that's my beer now.
But we never did that though. We received to our friends.
No.
I just think about the demographic who listens to this versus who came.
We never did that to you guys in LGC.
No, never. It's always the weird friends of the friends of the friends.
Right.
3 degrees of separation, Grant.
It's yeah. Cool. Wink, wink. Wink, wink. All right. Let's jump in this interview here, and let's get it going. Now we welcome on a reoccurring guest, a fan favorite by many accords. I think last time you came on, we interrupted one of your favorite songs while you're driving, and we haven't been the same since. But Matt Lapisto, Matt, welcome back.
Hey, what's up?
It's Matt.
I remember last time too. We found out you just got a new couch. How's the couch fully broken in now?
Way too broken in. Never leave the thing.
It's way too broken in?
Yep.
All right.
Got so many USB chargers and like I ran out of shit to charge.
I went to Best Buy, bought more electronics just because my couch didn't handle
it. Yeah. There's so much power. What do I do with all of it?
So, Matt, I'll open it up here. We've already asked you a Charlie question a couple too many times, and I'm afraid of the stories you're going to share. So we'll open up here on a little bit of a different note. But now that football has taken over primetime TV on Sunday mornings, where do you watch races?
Oh, we flip back and forth.
Yeah?
You get NFL Red Zone going. I wish that TV used to do both of them, but you just I get the results on my phone of the NASCAR race, and then when we got commercials or something, just flip to the race. It's kind of sad I can't watch NASCAR, but
I have one suggestion for you, Matt. Here,
okay.
Bear with me. Become a Formula One fan, and the races are at 8 in the morning.
Don't make me puke. Jesus.
The races are at 8 in the morning, and you can watch both.
Don't even get started on F1.
I've recently got into F1, so I'm a pretty big fan now, I'd say.
Well, good for you. Hope you join the lead changes twice a year.
Nah, just once this year.
So what's your qualm against Formula One racing? I'm not a fan of either racing, so I agreed to go to the Chicagoland 500 with you, and I never got to go.
I don't know. It's just boring. The same people win. It's all about money. It's freaking in Europe. I mean, it's just not NASCAR. NASCAR, you got the Mont Ferrari girls. You got crashes. You got pack racing. It's awesome.
See, Monster Energy is one of the sponsors of the Mercedes team, so, and they're up front. So, yeah, boom, Monster Energy. Pack racing. You ever heard of the midfield? It's hectic right there. The Formula One midfield. You got the McLarens battling with the Renaults. Just saying.
That sounds awesome.
I think I got it.
That's pretty much how all of our listeners that just heard that are going to feel too. That sounds awesome. We don't care.
Wow, I wish I was with that mid-pack. Having a blast.
That mid-pack is intense. It's wheel-to-wheel fighting, as they say.
So we seem to have caught you at an awkward time. You were just having a nice dinner by yourself.
Yep.
How's adulthood treating you?
I'm getting sick of my cue, and it's getting my cue, I'm getting back problems, and don't see the sunlight that come out. It's daylight out.
Are you becoming the guy who puts like a pad on his chair so he gets better posture?
I've been thinking about getting a stand-up desk. Those have been going up around the office, but I just can't pull the trigger.
I think you should work.
We have to pay for ours ourselves, not get great.
I know,
like
that's the thing. I don't want to pay $200. I'd rather just sit there and complain about my back all day.
Could you just file like a medical exemption? Like, say your doctor says that it doesn't work, so you gotta get a stand up desk?
You could go get a doctor's note, but I don't really have a doctor. I'd have to go, like, find a doctor.
Oh, same.
And then ask him, tell him, like, back's messed up, even though it's not really messed up. Just tell him I like complaining.
I love it. I feel like I have the same issue just in life in general. There's one, I don't have a dentist, I don't have a doctor. I don't feel like a grown adult until I set those up for myself, so I'm holding off on that one for a long time. But go ahead.
I said I feel you.
Do you have any other complaints about just like growing up in general? I think we're gonna have you on more frequently. And it's just gonna be like complaints with Matt because you you give him in such a comical way. I love it.
Hairline, that's one of them. I'm losing that. That sucks.
What?
My hairline.
You're losing your hairline?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
It's almost not. It sucks.
Go full bald.
I'm only 24.
Can you send us a picture after we hang up?
Yeah. I recently just started to shave the sides down so now it just evens up on top.
So what, no more Matt Lapisto flow? Like, you were known for the flow, man.
You had the luscious locks all through school.
I had them before, and then this one girl I liked said, snapper, she goes, you gotta cut your hair. So I cut it.
So you cut your hair, and then you went bald after that. That's kind of like what's the guy in the Bible or whatever that they cut his hair and he lost his strength? I don't really know his name. I just remember I was him for Halloween or something.
Jesus.
Something like that, sure. Once his hair went, he definitely went too. Oh. Damn, dude. That's rough. Are you a coffee guy or energy drink guy?
Coffee.
I'm missing all that. You broke up for a second.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I had to start brewing my own coffee because I was getting the worst heartburn like every day. Just like all this burning all the way up my throat. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, I'm only 24 years old and all this shit's happening to me. And so I switched from my work coffee and I just brewed my own and heartburn went away in like 2 days.
Alright, heartburn, receding hairline. I don't know that I can take any more of this.
Matt, how old do you think you're gonna live to at this place?
I don't know. Mid-90s.
Dude, the last 20 years of your life are gonna be a struggle. I can already tell, but we'll be there for you, so don't worry.
In spirit, at least.
Yeah, totally. I'll probably make it. We live forever. So, I don't know if I have any other questions for you. Charlie, you got anything else?
I got nothing.
You got any questions for us, Matt?
No, how's Chicago? When are you going to have me down?
I got a couch that pulls out. It'll be here whenever you want.
Oh, sweet. I'll be there this weekend.
All right, cool. We got some fun stuff lined up this weekend, actually. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, Matt. We'll see you then.
Yeah.
All right, that was our good friend, Matt Lapisto, recurring guest, and we are going to start calling that segment Complaints by Matt. Because that...
the best thing I know, hairline.
That was spur of the moment. Matt Lapisto was known for just luscious flow.
Blonde.
He just threw a
cap on it.
Yeah, threw a salad bowl on it, and that guy was rocking it. He had lettuce out the back for days. So... I don't know. Very sad. Matt, we're staying with you. Male pattern baldness, it's not a death sentence for all you guys out there. Next topic. Charlie and I, we debated something last week, and the jury spoke.
The jury did speak.
The jury spoke that literally we were both wrong. So we each brought up our own kind of point that we were passionate about.
Yeah.
So the double space, nobody does it.
You guys are idiots.
Nobody does it. The Oxford comma, everyone does it.
You guys are geniuses.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say, but the jury spoke and we both pretty much lost our own stances there.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought, until this kind of came up, I thought double space was very good.
Yeah, you know, I could see why you get a point. I see it in emails sometimes, but I always hate it.
For you, it's like, you had to know there was some opposition, like even just some opposition to the Oxford comma that you before. Oh, yeah. Like, I really had no clue that's a thing. Like, I literally thought everyone did double space.
Yeah, no, I knew I would probably be wrong on that, but I still stand there.
And I'm flabbergasted I'm wrong.
Yeah, so it's an interesting perspective to be, but... hey, Charlie, nice little... Is that a little pinky ring?
Pinky ring. So, story behind it. Senior year at St. Thomas. It's engineering. It's like a...
For those of you who can't see it, it's literally just like a pinky ring. Looks like Charlie might be married to his pinky.
Nothing fancy. But it's an integrity ring. Integrity. You know, it's designed to just wear on your right, the hand you write with, to when you do work, that you do it with integrity. Because, you know, as engineers, we are very important to society, right? So I usually keep it on my keychain, because I'm not a big ring guy. I'm not confident enough for that. Keep it on my keychain. Over a year ago, I lost it. I just my keychain is like it's gone.
Straight up misplaced it.
No, because my keys have fallen off because it's like a carabiner key ring.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I knew it kind of fallen off. But I just accepted it gone. I even looked to go buy a new one, but I didn't because I don't know my ring size.
So, you're just gonna buy a new ring.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they can measure that in the stores.
There's four. It's like through a certain like engineering place though.
Oh.
Yeah. Like all across, like every program that does it, the rings look the exact same.
I see.
So yeah, on Friday, I left work early, wasn't feeling well, left work early, parked in a parking spot I've parked in probably 30, 40 times since losing it. And I had groceries on the bottom passenger side. I usually would reach down and grab them. I was like, I wasn't feeling well, so I didn't want to reach. So I walked around the car, opened up the door from the outside, looked down on the curb there.
Boom. Was this... I've been wearing it, actually.
And it's like, I know it's mine, so it fits perfectly.
That's
and really one minor scuff. Otherwise, it looks the exact same. It survived over 365 days on the curb there. I'm just saying, wow.
Are you sure?
Dead positive.
That's crazy. I got a quick update. Just got a text from Matt with a picture of his hairline.
Oh, forward it to me, please.
It looks fine, actually.
Oh.
Doesn't look nearly as bad. I see what he's saying. It's starting to get, like, the up the sides. It's up the sides is coming. But I think...
Widow's peak type thing?
Yeah, kind of that thing. But I think he'll be all right. I think he'll live till 30 with hair.
Okay, that's good. 30's a lot better than
24. Yeah, 24 and 30, a lot different to be bald. A lot different. So we'll put the picture out there for everyone to see, and you let us know.
Sorry, Matt.
I think Matt's cool with it.
Oh, man.
He'd do the same to us.
Probably. I would hope so.
All right, well, let's wrap it up here real quick.
Okay, this one is from J.J. Watt.
That's too bad.
Success isn't owned, it's leased, and rent is due every day.
Boo. I can't pay daily rent.
I can't afford this.
This is fucking terrible. This is why the 1% continues to win.
I think you meant more like...
Yeah, I get it, Charlie. Wrapping it up here. You're always one decision away from a totally different life. And that life is not paying rent every day. Deuces.